Ricardo Delgado has a master's in biostatistics. His postgraduate studies included microbiology, epidemiology, and immunology. He is the founder of the Fifth Column. Delgado has published videos of electron microscopy taken at the University of Almeria in Spain, of the Pfizer mRNA vaccine, showing what can best be described as self-organizing nanostructures. The videos show that as the Pfizer mRNA vaccine evaporates, nano-sized structures begin to form, multiple structures that appear to be the same things, things that look like microchips and electronic circuitry. Pfizer has reportedly made 33 different batches, which have all been cataloged in a database, some dangerous and others seemingly innocuous. So these things maybe aren't in every vial, but the FDA has said that they need 75 years to tell us all the details, so maybe they are. At a World Economic Forum 2018 conference, the chief executive officer of Pfizer expressed excitement for invasive nanotech, referring to the recent FDA approval of a tablet with a sensor that can notify medical authorities of compliance.
It is a basically biological chip that it is in the tablet. And once you take the tablet and dissolves into your stomach, sends a signal that you took the tablet. So imagine the applications of that, compliance.
Later that year, a nanotransistor chip is unveiled that replaces silicone with air. Just this week, a COVID implantable microchip developer claimed, "We will be chipped whether we like it or not." There has been much talk about graphene oxide and nanotech in the vaccines, which the media vehemently claims is not true. But how would they know? And why would anyone trust a word that they say about any of this? If there are nanocircuits being created within the bodies of the vaccinated, this would explain the videos we've seen of IP addresses coming from the jabbed, a newly activated network of nanocircuits, unique to each individual. One of the leading experts of nanotechnology, Charles Lieber, has written patents describing a technology that has the potential to self-assemble into tiny computer systems capable of controlling human neurology, which is exactly what Delgado's electron microscopy of the Pfizer jab appears to be. Charles Lieber was just convicted on numerous crimes for working with the communist Chinese in Wuhan, where Pfizer ran a research and development facility. Elon Musk expects to be implanting his Neuralink into human beings this year and claims that they could put you fully into virtual reality, as if this is somehow important for humanity. For humanity, it isn't, but for the transhumanist, it's a necessity. And if you listen to the psychopaths orchestrating all of this, transhumanism is officially their stated goal. And they won't need Elon's implantable chip. With injectable nano-sized circuitry in the human brain and nervous system, non-intrusive wearable tech will do the job just fine. And this is rapidly being developed by Wellcome Leap, a privately run umbrella corporation connecting DARPA, Silicon Valley, and the military, who has tripled their network in less than a year, boasting success for the deadly mRNA vaccines, and pushing to accelerate new ones designed to correct every so-called flaw of the human psyche that stands in the way of productivity to an authoritarian state run by artificial intelligence that monitors and controls their neurological functions 24/7. This is exactly what they say they want by the year 2030. So either the vaccines are a way of interfacing the new transhuman with AI technology, or they're lying. And it's all about depopulation, which is what the latest data is showing. Natural News recently estimated billions of deaths if it isn't stopped in the next year. It obviously isn't about public health, and whether it's about depopulation or transhumanism, it is a threat to all of humanity. We could ponder until the end about why anyone would want to do this, but the real question is, why are we letting them? Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese. Thank you for watching the latest Greg Reese Report. Be sure to go to reesereport.com to see my latest videos, sign up for my free newsletter, and subscribe for exclusive content. And be sure to support my sponsor at InfoWarsStore.com. The purpose of fear is to call us into action, and there is plenty to be afraid of today. Half the population has lined up for an untested, deadly, and debilitating experimental injection because they were told to be afraid of an invisible asymptomatic disease. The perpetrators of all this have clearly stated their goal of having 80% of the population hooked up to an artificial intelligence hive mind in less than 9 years. For those of us who have awoken from the spell, we know this is all really happening, and it's unbelievably unsettling to see. But there is only two things to do. We continue sounding the alarm because it's a numbers game. If enough people awaken from the cult spell, then we win. But even when we win, and we eventually will, the days of convenience are soon coming to an end. And so we must prepare. Get up to a year's worth of storable foods, water filtration, survival gear, seeds, shortwave radios, and life-saving knowledge at InfoWarsStore.com.